Hello, faithful podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in. It's me, Ethan Uslin, and I have a hot, fresh Carolina Shop podcast episode for you. The song I'm playing right now is an old standard called Angel Eyes by Matt Dennis from 1946. Perhaps you're familiar with this tune. Frank Sinatra sang it all the time. So did Ella Fitzgerald, who said it was her favorite song. It's also been recorded by Willie Nelson, Katie Lang, Ray Charles, Sting, basically everybody and their mother. Maybe Taylor Swift also, I don't know. It's really a great song, very evocative. Paints a picture of a guy sitting at a bar, smoking, nursing a beer, telling the bartender and the other barflies that the drinks are on him because, well, he just doesn't care anymore. His baby left him. His angel eyes left him. That's what the lyrics by Earl Brent are about. But even though I'm not singing this song, and you aren't hearing the lyrics by Earl Brent, you can still hear this story. Something about the music, its harmonies, its style, it's very noir. Straight out of a movie. Literally. There's a scene in the 1953 movie Jennifer, starring Ida Lupino, where Matt Dennis sings Angel Eyes at a bar, accompanying himself at the piano. I had never heard of Matt Dennis, the composer of this song, till I started researching this song, and I'm glad to have discovered Matt Dennis. He was a great singer, great pianist, great songwriter, and he has several recordings out there for you to discover when you're done listening to this podcast. I urge you to get hip to Matt Dennis, if you're not hip to him already. And I also urge you to get comfortable. Maybe pour yourself a whiskey, a beer, because today's episode is about saloon songs. Songs that in some way tell a story about a guy at a bar, telling the bartender about how his baby left him, something like that. And no, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking my baby left me, so here I am podcasting on this particular theme. But no. Thanks for your concern. My baby has not left me. Kate and I are still together. In fact, our relationship is stronger than ever. One reason for that is that Kate no longer edits the Carolina Shout podcast. Truth be told, we'd often bicker about how the podcast should be edited. Whenever the software gave us an error message, we would blame each other. Then I'd go to the bar at 2 in the morning, tell the bartender about how podcast editing was ruining my marriage. But that's all in the past. Right now, Kate's in her home office, managing a team of public health experts, hopping on and off of Zoom meetings, reading emails, sending emails, forwarding emails, deleting emails, saving half-written emails as drafts, marking emails as unread, even though she did in fact read them, which doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. And she's also marking the important emails with a star. Putting the emails in different folders, also. She's in her happy place. So, now that you're up to date on Kate, let's wrap up Angel Eyes and get to the next song. Okay, next I'd like to play something called Bethina by Scott Joplin from 1905. It's a ragtime waltz. Now, what does this have to do with a bartender, you ask? Was Bethina a bartender, a bartendress? Well, maybe, but probably not, as we know nothing about this Bethina, if she even existed. Maybe Scott Joplin had a Bethina in his life that we don't currently know about, or maybe not. Maybe he just liked the name, Bethina, Bethina. It's got a nice ring to it. Or maybe Bethina was the name of Scott Joplin's pet hamster. That's my unfounded theory. But we will probably never know. There's a photograph of a pretty lady on the cover of the Bethina 1905 sheet music. Maybe that's the Bethina, but there's no caption, so we have absolutely no information. But there's also something else of interest on the sheet music cover, and it says, respectfully dedicated to Mr. and Mrs. Dan Davenport of St. Louis, Missouri, and according to Edward Berlin, who is Scott Joplin's eminent biographer, this Dan Davenport was listed in the census as a bartender. So he may have been Scott Joplin's friendly neighborhood bartender. And Edward Berlin also points out that Bethina was published a year after Scott Joplin suffered the loss of his wife, Freddie, who died only 2 months after their wedding. And so it's very likely that the Davenports helped Joplin in some way when he was grieving. And I think that theory makes a lot of sense. It's very possible that Joplin befriended Dan Davenport by sitting down at the bar and telling him his troubles. Back then, they didn't have therapists like they do today, and bartenders were probably the closest thing. Or, of course, Joplin might have been friends with the Davenports in a way unrelated to the bartending. Who knows? But there's the bartender connection. And now let me say a few things about the music before I play it. I mentioned before that Bethina is a ragtime waltz, not just a waltz, a ragtime waltz, which was a bit of a novelty even during the ragtime age. Now, plain old waltzes, waltzes, they were a dime a dozen all over the place, but ragtime waltzes, they were not commonplace at all. And by ragtime waltz, I mean a waltz with those syncopated ragtime rhythms that are a bit different. And there's a great website called Classic Ragtime Piano by Ted Chaden. And if you're interested, you can Google it. Classic Ragtime Piano. And Chaden is spelled T-J-A-D-E-N. And on this website, there are links to sheet music of about 400 waltzes published from the 1890s, mostly through the 1910s. And of those 400 waltzes, just 15 of them are syncopated ragtime waltzes. So according to my calculations, only 3.75% of waltzes were true ragtime waltzes. So that gives you an idea of how uncommon the ragtime waltz was and how unique Bethina was. So enough of my blabbing. Let's hear Bethina, the Ragtime Waltz by Scott Joplin, published in 1905 and dedicated to Mr. and Mrs. Dan Davenport of St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you. Okay, so that was Bethina by Scott Joplin, a rare syncopated ragtime waltz. I dedicate that performance to all my listeners named Bethina. I know you're out there, Bethinas. Your day has finally come. By the way, I went to mynamestats.com, which looks like a questionable website, and I probably got a virus from it, but whatever. I typed in Bethina, and it says that there are approximately 181 Bethinas in the United States, and the state with the highest Bethina percentage is Alaska. So stay warm, Bethinas. And now I'd like to play one more musical selection that fits in with today's bartender saloon theme. Perhaps you've heard of One for My Baby, One More for the Road by Harold Arlen from 1943. One of Frank Sinatra's signature hits. I'm sure you know it. The lyrics were by Johnny Mercer, and it's basically the same story as Angel Eyes, a sad song about a sad guy in a sad bar who's drowning his sorrows in booze because his baby left him. But this song, One for My Baby, it came out 3 years before Angel Eyes, so it seems that One for My Baby is the original sad guy at the bar song. Angel Eyes, still a great song, but it was beaten to the punch by One for My Baby. And One for My Baby was composed for a movie musical called The Sky's the Limit, starring Fred Astaire. And it's Fred Astaire who sings this tune in the movie. He's in a bar, of course, singing to the bartender, and then he jumps onto the bar and starts tap dancing on it. And if you've ever seen a Fred Astaire movie before, it doesn't come as a surprise. He just jumps up and dances on whatever's available. And I should also mention that I was reading about this song, One for My Baby, and Harold Arlen, its composer, he referred to it as one of his tapeworms, not an earworm, a tapeworm. He called One for My Baby a tapeworm because it's a long and winding song, like a slithering 30-foot tapeworm, which I guess is a fair description. It is a longer-than-average song. Not the term I would have used to describe it, but it's Harold Arlen's song. He can describe it how he wants. And I must say, like a tapeworm, this song does grow on you. Here it is. One for My Baby by Harold Arlen. Thank you. And that was One for My Baby by Harold Arlen. That was the original My Baby Left Me, So Here I Am at the Saloon at 3 in the Morning song. And with that, I'm afraid it's time for the Carolina Shout Podcast Saloon to close up shop. Time to close your tab, folks. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Carolina Shout. I'm Ethan Uslan. See you next time. Bye-bye.